Okay, so the continuation of the Mishnah was Umikardin as a behema biyomtov, Vishokin as a pilpulin birichayim shalohen. Right, two halachos. One was that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allowed combing. Well, we'll see exactly what it means, but Mikardin is a certain type of combing with a fine owl, presumably a fine comb, and the Chachamim forbade it for reasons that we'll see in a moment, and then they also argue about grinding pepper, even in its own mill, and we'll see what the problem is with that. So there's three levels of combing that we're going to get to. Two levels of combing, and then three opinions about them. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't comb, even with a larger, one can't comb, but one can brush. But the Chachamim say you can't comb, and you can't comb or brush. And Rabbi Elazar says you can comb, and you can brush. Right? That's the machlokas. Now, so what's going on here? Like I said, let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Makarin is mehema." So, Tana Rabbanan, what are the difference between these terms? Ezu karud veezu kartsuf. Karud ktanim osin charura. Kartsuf gdolim vein osin chabura. Karud is combing with a fine tooth combed, and kartsuf is a large tooth comb, right, with spaces. Ushlosha machlokas bedavar, and there's a three-way machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says davar she'inu miskavein asur. Right? Rabbi Yehuda in Shas in general thinks the davar she'inu miskavein is asur, and therefore the assumption here is we'll see in Rishonim. It sounds like it makes chabura, but it may also pull out hairs. But let's assume for a moment the simplest understanding: it makes a chabura. Now, even though you don't intend to make a chabura when you use the fine-tooth comb, Rabbi Yehuda in general thinks davar she'inu miskavein is asur, even something that's not intentional is asur, and therefore he says you can't use a fine-toothed gum. Miu karud k'tanim v'osin chabura kartzuf gedolim v'ein osin chabura v'lo gazrinen kartzuf atu karud. So he thinks A, you can't use the fine-tooth comb because it makes chabura, and even though that's not intentional, it's davar she'inu miskavein, and davar she'inu miskavein is asur. But you can brush because brushing with a large tooth comb is not going to cause a chabura, and he doesn't think that it's worth making a gzeira against large tooth combs just because of small tooth combs. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanan are all the way the other extreme. Rabbanan Savri, Nami Rabbi Yehuda, davar she'inu miskavein asur. They hold that davar she'inu miskavein is asur, and therefore you can't use a fine tooth comb. The gazrinan kartzufatu karud, but they do think it's worth making gezeira against a large tooth comb because of fine tooth combs. Rilazar ben Azariah Savri like Rabbi Shimon. Lazar ben Azariah thinks like Rabbi Shimon. Da Amar davar she'inu miskavein mutter, who thinks that anything which is not intentional is permitted, and therefore not only can you use a large tooth comb, you can use a fine tooth comb, and therefore he says mutter bein karud uvein kartzuf sharis. You can use either. And Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Amar Rav Nachman, the Chuda halacha kerub Shimon shelazav ben Azariah modela. We paskin like Rav Shimon in regarding davar she'inu miskavein, because Rav ben Azariah agrees with them, and Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lema Mar Alach Rabbi Yehuda, Shrei Chachamim Modim Lo. Why don't you say we paskin like that Rabbi Yehuda because the Chachamim agree with him? Amar Lei Anan Gerav Shimon Svirli said, I wasn't giving you my reason. I paskin Gerav Shimon personally. Va'od. And it's nice to know that I have support. Shaharei Elazar ben Azariah Modim Lo, because Elazar ben Azariah also agrees. Okay. So that's the Gemara. Now, let's go to Tosos. Now, Tosos just clarifies, and he says, "Perish re the halacha kirub Shimon shematir." We paskin like Rub Shimon. In this case, we paskin la Rezav and Azariah, because in general, in Shas, we paskin the davar she'inu miskavein is mutter. Vidafka the megrer shel eitz deis in chavura. And he said, but even that, right, so we paskin like the most mekel shita here, that's only with wood combs, because wood combs don't make a chabura of a megrera shalanu shehin shel barzel, but that was only the combs that they had in the time of Chazal, but we use fine-toothed metal combs. Kule yama moda de asur. Everyone agreed that it's asur because he says the pizikresha velo yamas ushatolish saros. That is going to be asur because everyone agrees that while davarshin miskaveh, meaning something which is not intentional, and here's the addition, is not inevitable, is permitted. A middle fine tooth comb, like think a knit comb, right, which is very, very fine. It may not cause a chavura, but it will always pull out hairs, and then pulling out hairs is psikresha. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, while we would permit using this wooden comb, we would aser metal combs, right? So what do you have there for? So the assumption, the way Tosafot understands it, is the reason our sugya only talks about making chavura is because they're talking about combs that won't pull out hairs, or at least not inevitably. So it's not a psikresha. The only question is, will it cause a bruise? Now, it's not inevitable that it causes a bruise. It might, but it's not intentional and not inevitable. So when something's non-intentional, not inevitable, it falls to machlokes or b'shimon or b'yehuda of davar shem niskaven. B'yehuda holds davar shem niskaven is asur and therefore forbids the fine-tooth comb, but permits the large-tooth comb because it doesn't make a gzera. The chachamim both forbid, like Rabbi Yehuda, and they even forbid the large tooth comb because they make a gzera. Reb Shimon and Reb Elazar ben Azariah, following Reb Shimon, hold that it's not inevitable, and therefore it's permitted even with the fine tooth comb. But all of that is because it's not inevitable. But if it were inevitable that you were going to violate a malachos, it would be secretion. Even Reb Shimon would agree, and therefore, since we're usually talking about metal combs, halachol ma'is, it would be usher.
Would be the same argument with human hair and breath.
And that's what I want to get to. Now, this sugya in and of itself. It's just in this case, no one really distinguishes. It just seems to be that's the.
They don't say that the animal.
Did I put something on this? I don't even remember. No, I don't think they distinguish. I don't think any of the sources I put here distinguish on this level. But you're right, it does come up in Hilchos Yontif. Do they distinguish? If they distinguish, then I will have put it here somewhere. But I don't think they do. But the question that does seem to come up is what Alan pointed out, is that this seems to run afoul of the way we paskin by human hair. Because the assumption here, according to Tosfos, is that a comb will not, a metal comb will always pull out hair. It's psikresha. But a wooden comb, or let's say a plastic comb or something like that, will not pull out hair. Except we know that the psak hamikubal is that you can't comb your hair on Shabbos. And why not? Right? Meaning, the Gemara here seems to assume, as Tosfos notes, that a non-metal comb, right, is not inevitably going to pull out hair. We possibly like Rav Shimon. And yet the psak hamikubal is that you can't comb human hair. So why is that? So if you look at number two, right, this is not made up, right? It's not like, right, you can't look at this and say, oh, we paskin wrong, you're allowed to comb.
Aren't you saying by Barzal, it's not a secretia?
What does Rashi say? By Barzal, it's not a secretia.
He doesn't say it exactly, but he says McCartney. Am I getting this wrong? McCartney, the McGregor, Barzal. That's what it says.
Right, so Rashi assumes that it's metal, right? Even metal, but he doesn't tell you whether it's psikresha. I mean, he may just argue on the Metzius point of.
I presume that's the argument, because he must also hold the Rashi.
Yeah, he must. Well, we'll see in a moment why he must hold that, and that's because of number two. Right, this is not made up. It's a Mishnah on the Gemara Nazir. Right, the Mishnah Nazir says Nazir chofeth umitfasbeis avalosorek. A Nazir is allowed to sort of like, you know, fix his hair like this, but he can't. But he can't comb his hair, because he's not allowed to cut his hair and not allowed to pull out his hair, and he's going to pull out hair if he combs. So Gemara says, "Chofeth umafasbeis mani." Who says he's allowed to sort of like brush his hair with his hands and the like? So the Gemara says, "Reb Shimon, he damar davar shem miskaven mutter, avalo sorek asan l'rabanan." Gemara said, "I don't understand. You tell me he's allowed to what?"
Davar shem miskaven
In everything? I thought we only heard for Shabbos and other things we...
So, no, actually. I mean, we do. We might paskin differently in different places, but Reb Shimon and Reb Huda themselves are across Shas the same. Right? Whether we paskin like them is an open question in Rishonim. It's machlok to the Rosh and the Aruch. Or it's a discussion in the Rosh and the Aruch. But but Reb Shimon at least is equivalent. So
I think Gerard is asking whether the psak is the same on Shabbos and
Yom. No, I know, but I'm saying Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda hold their positions in all mitzvos. Yeah. Whether we paskin uniformly, that's my point. Is that the assumption of the Gemara is
like Mukta?
Right. The assumption of the Gemara is that Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda are uniform. Right, but we may paskin differently, or we may paskin differently in levels of Dorais and Darabanan. So the...
Okay, can I back up 1 second, just so I understand what's happening here? The only malacha that's usur is if it's an actual chabura. So there's only...
There's two possible malachas here, chabura and tlisha sear.
Okay, but why would it be permissible, in general, to do this work on Yontif?
It's not work. That's the...
Well, what is the purpose? I'm just trying to understand, what is the purpose of cooling your animals here?
So you'll see in a second, the Rambam thinks that your animal has flies in it, or ticks or something, and it's itchy, right? It's like...
So it's for the benefit of the animal, not for...
Yeah, and that's how the Rambam understands it. Right, so the Gemara in Nazir says, who says that a Nazir is allowed to sort of play with his hair and brush it a bit? That must be Reb Shimon, because you might pull out of a hair, and yet the Gemara says, okay, so it must be that we paskin, davar shenu miskavein, is permitted. But who says you're not allowed to comb? So the Rabbanan, Reish Reb Shimon, say for Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, no, I'm a Rabba.
Cool. So you can't comb because that's...
Because that's going to be... Well... The Gemara's conclusion is that Reb Shimon would say you can comb. The Gemara's Havamina is that Reb Shimon holds you can comb, and the Chachamim think you can't comb and you can't play with your hair. Right? The Gemara says, no. I'm Rabba, cooler Reb Shimon he. Kola sorek, lahasar neven, medudol, smiskavin. He says, no. You can't comb on Shabbos. A Nazir can't comb, even according to Reb Shimon. Why? Because it's true that Reb Shimon holds with Davar Shin and Miskavin is... is mutter, but this isn't darvash and miskaven. Right? Anybody who's combing, right? If there are hairs that don't fit in there, you know, they have a wild hair, right? When they're combing and they're trying to make everything straight, they want sort of the hair that's, you know, not fitting in, you know, that's not straight, whatever, to come out as they're combing, right? They don't care, right? They'd rather that hair come out. They actually intend to do that. Therefore, even Reb Shimon is going to agree that it is usur. So the problem that you have, and the Rosh already notes this, is I don't understand what's going on. Our Gemara assumes that it's permitted to comb the animal, and the Gemara in Nazir assumes that it's usur to comb a human being. What is the difference between the two?
There's no difference between human beings.
No, not at all. Well, that's what the Rosh answers. But that's not the question. The question is, why are they different, right? So the Rosh says, in 3, V'temed lo mitgar ha'cha ele isr chabura. He says, I don't understand, why does our Gemara only bring up the issue of chabura, but the issue of pulling out hairs doesn't even come up? V'anu roving shemar gar masuzim migreshal barzal shetoshin menaser v'hevipsik reisha kahit itna nazir chofes u'mefasviz avalozorech. V'lozorech. But if you use a metal comb, aren't you going to pull out hair and it'll be psik resha, like the Gemara says in Nazir? So tzarech lomar shlo yasu kein shalanu v'lo yatol shetzer v'al shalanu v'ada yasur. So he answers like Tosfos, except he now tells you the background to what Tosfos is asking. Right? Tosfos isn't just saying, by the way, metal combs are usur. He is implying a different... Right? He's assuming a question and answering it, which is that most of our combs are metal, and that's the type of comb that you're talking about in Nazir that is usur, even according to Reb Shimon. Right? He's not getting it from nowhere. The Rosh is assuming, where did Tosfos get this notion that there are certain types of combs that, according to everybody, will be usur for human beings or for animals from the Gemara and Nazir? Meaning there are certain combs which always pull out hairs, and therefore it's a psikresha or it's miskaving. And that's where you get it from, barring the very cogent point that Gerard made, which is you should distinguish between animals and human beings. The Rush and Tosos, or if you understand Tosos doing the same thing as the Rush, are not assuming that. They're saying, look, this is a Metzius question. Is it inevitable, an apsikreshen miskaven, or is it not inevitable? And they said, well, it depends. The Gemara in Nazir is talking about cases where it's inevitable. The case here is not inevitable. How do you distinguish easily? The type of comb, right? Metal combs, which are even finer and even and pull more than a wooden comb, so that is going to be more psikresha-like, so therefore it's going to be usser. Even according to Reb Shimon, and if you're talking about wooden combs, then it's going to be fine. Now again, all of this assumes that mikardin umikartzifin means combing. Now, for the Rambam, it doesn't mean that, so it's not as much of a problem, because if you look at the Perush HaMishnah, and in the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, they say not this way. He says, Mekardin, who asars hasvuv and makdanim and idlalim biyarchei habehemos, v'nasim mekom man chaburuk shum asirin osan. You're removing ticks or fleas, and as you remove them, sometimes it makes a chabura, right? As you like pick out these bugs. Mekartzifin, asars hasvuv gdolim. So he said, and the Rambam says, when it says gdolim uktanim, Rashi tells us the Rush, assume what's gdolim uktanim? The teeth of the comb. The Rambam understands it totally differently. He said there's a difference between removing small bugs and big bugs. Because it's small bugs, you've got to like, you know, think about it, right? There's a little tiny flea, you know, the instructions are to get a tweezer and start pulling it out. You're going to make a chabura, it's going to bleed. A big bug, you know, if there's an actual fly, let's say, not a flea, you sort of flick it away. It's big enough that you could grab it with your fingers. You don't have to make a chabura. So the Rambam says, Mekartzifin, Hasar says, Vul Magdolim, Sheinosin, Mekom Chabura, Be'is Hasarasan. The Chachamim Osir, Hasar Zagdolim, Sheinos Chabura, Xer Mishim Akdanim, Shosin Chabura, Be'is Hasarasan. And the Chachamim thought, you can't remove big bugs because you might come to remove small bugs. Vishim Sovrin, Dabri Shim Skam Osir Chab Yehuda. The Rambam in number 5 as well says, Mesirin Zvuvim, and Nelm Behema, Aval Pishinosin Chabura. Now, what does this tell you? So for the Rambam, you don't have to be miyashev the sugyas. Yes, combing is usur, perhaps even for animals. That's not what our sugya is talking about at all. Our sugya isn't talking about combing. Combing is the Gemara Nazir. Combing might be usur, right? Our Gemara isn't talking about combing at all. Our Gemara is talking about picking out bugs. And when it talks about big and small, it's not talking about the space between the teeth on the comb. It's telling you how big are the bugs that you're pulling out. And therefore, how would the Rambam answer? The Rambam will say, what's the kasha? There isn't a steer at all. The two sugyas aren't talking about the same thing. The Gemara in Nazir is talking about combing. And by combing, we say, in fact, it's usur. You're going to pull out hairs. Our sugyas is talking about chabura.
But isn't that...
And that's it.
Isn't that a chronological question about how do you define it?
Correct.
How do you know the Rambam... How do you know he's right in terms of that? Does he have...
No, you don't know. You don't know he's right, but for the Rambam, there's no stira. He just understands the words differently.
I'm asking the question, though. You know, Meraklin, the cardinal...
Yeah, we don't know. Meaning, he's following a Masora. Right. He's following a Masora. You want the etymological thing? We'll skip to it, and then we'll come back. Look at 7, right? The etymology behind the Rambam is from the Aruch, right? The great medieval dictionary, right? The Aruch or the dictionary.
That's what I was asking, yeah.
Yeah, and there's the answer. So clearly, the way Tosfos and Rashi are reading it is that right the it's well they're translating as a comb.
Right.
He reads it gama aruch his ger peirer zek shekals of kerud kimin tolaim, right? That kerud means a bug. V'hu remesh kmo inka shenoshchem vasar habehema vehein ktanim vein nifradim. Does anyone know what ink? I'm not sure. I don't know if it's a. I don't know what it's in. I can't tell what he's writing, right? It's a
South American tribe.
Yeah, Inca, right, yeah. It's some old French or something, I don't know. But whatever it is, he says, Shinoshkam Basar Behema, Vinktana, Vinifrada Behema, Elabasias, Chabur, Kagona, Inca, Shain, Sholfanosan, Meseir, Bakoshi, Vafrad, Zagdol, Nikar, Kartsuf, Lashon, Aravi, Korin, the Talad, Kerit, Ankan, Lashon, Perzanicha, Shain, Anjusich, and Lachalik, Vinigar, Shalom, Gros, Shalahem, Doloskir, Chachamim, Dinmigur, Esklal, the Pshitalu, Chol, Gamneosser. He said, once, and then the Beis Yosef just points out, once you pass like the Rambam, not only is there no stira between the Gemara and Nazir and our Gemara, you also don't have to make any distinctions about combs. You'll just say, yeah, all combing is usur. Don't tell me. Plastic combs, you know, metal combs, wooden combs, doesn't matter. Combs are usur. It has nothing to do with this. Right? If you have a different sheet of psikresha, so maybe it'll be mutter, but Right? Postures is, we paskin that it'll be usur, and that's it. In 6, he just notes that not everyone realized what the Rambam was doing. The Magen Mishnah thought that the Rambam also thought that Kerud is about combs, and thought that
little combs for little lugs.
Yeah. But as the Kesem Mishnah said, I don't know what you're talking about. You clearly didn't see the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos. Mm-hmm. Right? This is not like, right, he's not trying to explain it like Rashi and Tosfos. He has a different interpretation. He follows the Aruch's position. We're talking about something completely different, and that's it. Fine. And if you look, therefore, if you look now just to Halacha, so in number 8, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mesir and Zuvam and Edlam Behema Afal Beishen Osin Chabura, right? The Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rambam. And like Tosfos, right, you're allowed to remove the bugs. He doesn't pasken like Tosfos. He goes out of his way not to pasken like Tosfos, right? He reads the Gemara like the Rambam, and therefore says you're allowed to remove bugs from the animal, but you're not allowed to comb at all. In Megard and Mehem and Megard Beyomdav Menashim Mesher Zayar, right? Because once the Rambam thinks the sugya is about bugs and not about combing, so as he said, you don't have to say that any type of combing is mutter, and we default to the Gemara and Nazir that combing on Shabbos or Yantif is usur, and that's the position of the Shulchan Aruch.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing
for a fact that you're going to cause a chabura by plucking out the small bugs is mutter.
But no, it's usur. No. If it was psikresh, it would be usur, right? You have to say that it's not necessarily usin chabura, right? Is that you might, right? Because the Gemara already said explicitly it's not a psikresh; it's a davar shem miskaveh. Even though it could create a chabura, that's going to have to read it, right? Because that was the whole assumption of the Gemara. Is we're not talking about psikresh; we're talking about
davar shem miskaveh. When he describes the small ones, okay, it's something that whenever you try and take it, you have to make a chabura.
Well,
in the Beit Yosef.
Yeah, but it's really hard to read it that way because the Gemara explicitly said not that way. Right? The Gemara said that it's a right, that it's davar shem miskaveh and not psik resha.
Yeah, I have the same problem as you, Howie. You know, even the first and second times I learned the sugya, I have a problem with reverse engineering the shot of what we're learning. You know, I mean that's the only way to understand it. Because if it's mutar, it has to be, it can't be psik resha. But it's working backwards.
Yeah.
So he's basing on the Beit Yosef, but he's not holding by the Beit Yosef saying that it's an automatic assumption that it will cause a chabur.
You have to read it that way. How else are you supposed to read it?
Well, that's why I was asking the question because
I think
is not allowed, which has less.
I don't like reading that way, but that's.
But I just don't. I don't think of a choice.
What about using a brush? Is it the same halacha?
No, so a brush is fine because that's the chofef of mifas base. Right, a soft brush is the chofef of mifas base, which you are allowed to use.
Right.
Right, that's exactly what we get from Nazir.
Right.
Now the Shartzion, on the other hand, following the position not of Shulchan Aruch necessarily, but of the Balei HaTosfos, notes that the Mogen Avraham says the Vedavka B'Seir Shel Behema Shesar Agasos Mash Einkein B'Shel Adam K'Moshe Kalsa Mogen Avraham B'Sof Shem Shem Gimel, that according to the Balei HaTosfos, right, there is a distinction between human hair and animal hair. Now, Tosfos had distinguished between different types of brushes that you use, but the Shartzion suggested there's another way you could distinguish, which is the type of hair that we have. Animal hair is thicker, and therefore, right, more resilient, right, and it might not be combed out. Maybe the reason, right, so this is possibility 3, distinguishing the sugyas, right, according to the way the Rush and Tosfos read it is that animal hair and human hair is the same. What's different is metal brushes versus wooden brushes. The Rambam thinks that our sugya has nothing to do with combing at all, and therefore there's no steer at all. The Shartzion, according to the Magen Avraham, says no. Maybe we're not talking about different brushes, we're talking about the same type of brush. The difference is how delicate is the hair and how likely is it to be pulled out. Human hair is more likely to be pulled out. Animal hair is more likely to, or is not as inevitably going to be pulled out.
Is it empirical, or is just their guessing?
I don't know. You would assume. Here's one of those things.
Have a dog or something like that, and you're pulling its hair.
Right. So I don't know. I feel like they had animals.
Right. Of course.
You know, and he was more likely to have seen an animal than I am. So I don't know.
Sure.
You know, and the Mugging Out from for sure. Right. Like you're talking a few hundred years ago. There were
goats in their backyard.
Yeah. Like I don't. Yeah. So I'm assuming this is empirical. Like these. You know, the Mugging Out from is not somebody to like make up.
I'm going to bring a comb and see whether.
Yeah. And you can report back on it, you know.
Certainly with dogs and cats, you'd pull their hair.
Yeah.
It goes out in 2 seconds.
Yeah,
know?
But I guess the cows
are,
cows.
Yeah,
But
I don't know.
If it doesn't work, then you say that they bred it differently.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in 10 does also accept the Chumrah of Tosfos, and says that even with the animal ones, he would tell you that Hainu Shel Barzel Shavada Yitlar Ser Yedeis Avshem Mechavin Lozev Vegam Lo Nichale B'Lichazar Kaim Lo Deicha De Psik Reishav Lo Nichale Alser Vechanal B'Zimun Shin Chav. Right. So even though the Sharat Zion based on Magen Avraham had suggested yet a third way of being Miyashiv the Stirot between the two sugyot, he does accept Tosfos and say that a metal comb is going to be Aser even for animals. Okay, there is another way of reading Shulchan Aruch if you really want to. It doesn't seem to be pshat in Shulchan Aruch, but maybe it is. Coming back to Howie's question and David's question is maybe this is wrong. I mean, I prefer, even though I don't like, I agree. I don't usually like reverse engineering the sugya, but here I don't feel like I have a choice. There is another way out, and that is that the Shita Mikubetzet reads the sugya totally differently, and the Shita Mikubetzet actually does think that the conclusion of our sugya is that it's going to be mutter even though you do make a chabura for sure. That's the Ber Halacha note in 11. B'nei Shasheret Sear B'shidim Gubetz Yisad Gam B'vada Yas Chabura Al Yidei Zevachin Matzino Piskei Tosfos. So if you skip, I'm not really sure why I put it here, but you can skip to 17. The B'shidim Gubetz has this read, and this comes back to Sam's point as well, because the Shidim Gubetzet both assumes that there's actual psikresha going on here, like you actually call it Kabura, but he also is medayik that this is Yom Tov and not Shabbos, and therefore kills two birds with one stone. And that's what he says in 17. He says, Perush, Afagav de Ovid Kabura, even though you do make Kabura, love psikresha, Vigame na Mesur Ser, Elamashik Far Talush. He said, even though you make Kabura, it's not a psikresha. Now, I'm not totally sure what he means, but I may know what he means. Va'aser kerekiva de amra fil nefesh behema b'mashmam. And de'ilur b'yosi aser kevan ikatircha. And the reason this is on Yom Tov is because we've lifted some of the isurim because it is Yom Tov. V'ilur b'yehuda aser afilur b'kiva de'gavibehema lomrinan mitoch. So the Shita Mikubetzet reads this sugya totally differently. Until now, we've assumed that the sole machlok is going on here is whether you hold davar shemiskavin as usur or not. He says a few different things here, right? One is, you're making chavura, but he claims it's not psikresha. I'm not sure why it's not psikresha. And based on the second claim, it shouldn't matter whether it's psikresha. So let's isolate from home in the second half of his claim. The second half of the claim would solve Howie and David's problem and Sam's problem, which is to say, this is only talking about Yom Tov. You really are making a chabura, and the machlokes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon is not just about davar shem miskaven issues. It's about whether you're allowed to do malacha for an animal on Yom Tov. According to Rabbi Kiva, you are, because nefesh behema is within ochel nefesh, and that's why it's on Yom Tov, and that's why it's mutter, even though you're making a chabura. According to the Osrim, the reason it's Osir, because they paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that you're not allowed to. Now, he doesn't read this on the plane of Malacha. He reads this on the plane of Tircha, right? But you could have, theoretically, right, gone a step farther and said this is actual psikresha. Now, again, it's very hard on the Sugya, because the Sugya does make it dependent on Hashem Miskaving, which is why he seems to introduce this Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yossi, Machloket, only at the level of Tircha, and say that it's only on Yom Tov, because on Shabbos it would be Vaday Aser because it's Tircha, even if you could avoid Malacha problems. On Yom Tov, if you paskin that Ochel Nefesh is Mutter for animals, you'd be willing to waive the problem of the Dirabanan, which is a There's too many things going on that she did. It's very hard, but it's clear that he's trying to, at some level, solve the problem of the chabura and solve the umtav issue here.
Well, he's also trying to solve the problem of why would you be combing if the Rambam makes sense.
Yeah, the Rambam makes a lot of sense.
To save the animal from pain, but if you're just saying combing, you could get away without combing an animal for a day. There's no logic for doing it. So he's getting around that, saying it's something the owner wants to do. It's the issue's tircha. And so he's also resolving that issue.
Right. Now, I mean, the truth is that the actual sheet of the Mishum Uetz, it's a bit weird, right? Because he seems to think it's not real, it's not Psik Resha, so he doesn't solve the factual issue, right? And even though he introduces a machloket, they could have solved it, because he could have said, no, it's Mamish Psik Resha, but it's Mutter anyways, he's not willing to, and he says, no, it is subject to the machloket of Yosin or Bekiva about whether animals, you can do things for Ochel Nefesh, but only on the Dirabanan level of Tircha. I assume the reason he creates this sort of weird middle position is because the Gemara says it's about Davashin Miskafin, not about whether or not we paskin, that it's mutter to do malacha for animals. But again, you could have taken a more extreme view. I'm not sure he'd read the Gemara, but you could have said, well, maybe it really is an actual psik resha of the chabur, and the reason it's mutter is to kind of let do malacha for animals according to Rabbi Kiva.
If it's not psik resha and it's not tolesh, according to the first sentence, why do you need Rabbi Akiva?
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that it's a very convoluted shita. Because, like I'm saying, you could... There are different parts of this that you could isolate, right? You could... But his internal shita is very weird, right?
I mean, now that we're going this way, I'm thinking of other angles as well. I don't see anyone introducing the question of whether the chabura is mekalkel or mesakin, because that always comes
right, and that's
play.
You know, that's what I wonder is why no one brought that up, because that's the other machlokas that always comes up. Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon is, do you need mekalkel, right, by chabura? Are you chayv even mekalkel, which you could have read into the sugi easily, which would have explained, but they don't, and I don't know why. And the Shimon Kubetz Shita himself is almost unintelligible, because like, while he opens the door to solve problems, he goes out of his way to introduce factors that could solve the problem and doesn't solve it.
And also, Luyusiyar, let's ignore the tole. Maybe he is being tolish. Let's ignore the fact that he said maybe that it's not tolish.
Well, right, that's what I'm saying. We have to isolate different parts as if he's...
How does Rabbi Akiva help? Because that's in the series of malachas that already, you know...
Well, that's another problem. The Ber Halacha makes it even more complicated, because he says v'hinei b'shem v'kubetzes matzadi devar chadash to mishnah zu asya raka libet rikiva to nefesh afil shel behema b'masha mashkeni rizha glili din l'choch b'shvil behema v'hinei harambam v'atur shel ganarach akach delo sphere le devar zeh she harambam per rishon nechaz yom de b'chena tur pasku behedir rizha glili v'afil achi pasku ken lahatir. So he first of all notes the Rambam, they paskin like Rabbi Yossi, but they're still makil here. So this clearly is not an Ochel Nefesh issue. But then he says, "V'nira datam mishum David tsar bali chayim al yidei zvuvim anosh chamosam v'gam in a gemara muchach the lok mashakal v'chomer anal dimkein lama gemara litchok tam osam b'kartzo gzira atu kerod." Is why? Because the Shidim Gubetzet assumes that if you don't hold as mutzer du malacha for animals on Yom Tov, then you wouldn't allow to comb the animal because of tircha. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's not true, because even though it's true that tircha is aser, we waive tircha because of tzar bali chayim, which leads to, in 19, several of the achronim saying, well, once you say that, maybe the machlokas in the Gemara about whether or not you're allowed to comb the animal comes down to whether or not you think that tzar bali chayim is daraisa dirabanan, because there's evidence that Rabbi Yehuda thinks that tzar bali chayim is daraisa, and that's why he's makil. Right, and while the Chachamim here may be speaking according to position, Tzar Bali Chayim is not the Areisa. So once
is
you
not generally combing hair in general, or they're following Rambam's
position? They're following Rambam's position of the flies. Position. Yeah, this is within the Rambam's position. Right, so this sugya does get a little bit out of hand at this point, because like, you know, again, the simplest understanding is just to say that even though Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that it's not Psik Resha, he means it's not Psik Resha. Like, you're not actually necessarily causing blood. You're just probably causing blood, but not necessarily. There is another possibility, which we'll see in 2 weeks, which is even more complicated than anything I just said. But let's hold that thought, because that will just confuse us even more. The Shita Mekubetzet theoretically provides an answer, which is to say that maybe in a Hanami it's a Psik Risha, but the Machlokes is whether or not you're allowed to do full-out Malachos for animals on Yom Tov, because now the problem with that is, one, the Gemara says it's about Davar Shem Miskaven, not about whether it's mutter to do malacha for animals. Two is what David said, and we'll come back to, is that not all malachot are mutter for ochel nefesh, and combing, right, is way too far up on the list to be mutter. It's not really ochel nefesh in any way, shape, or form. You could theoretically say it's some sort of mitoch on shovel chol nefesh of animals. I don't know. If combing, or I guess removing flies, maybe is davar shovel chol nefesh, but that would assume we don't possibly be Rushalmi, which is something we'll come back to. The Shita Mekubetzet himself creates this weird middle position, that it's not psik resha, but the only reason you would be mekil is if you have it A, not being psik resha, plus you paskin davar shem miskaven is mutter, plus you paskin that we don't have to worry about tircha because we waive malacha for animals and Yom Tov because of ochel nefesh, according to the position of Rabbi Akiva. And the Ber Halacha says that's not true, because even if there were a problem of tircha, you could waive the problem of tircha because of tzar balei chayim d'oraisa, which leads to several achronim saying, well, maybe that itself is the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim, which is whether or not it's true that tzar balei chayim d'oraisa, because if the only reason you're allowed to wear tircha is because of tzar balei chayim, well, then maybe the reason they have machlokes in the first place is tzar balei chayim. But this machlokes, this understanding of machlokes, fails for the, I think, the same reason the Shita Mekubetzet failed, which is the Gemara said the machlokas here is davar shein miskaven mutter or aser, and the gzeira whether we do kartzuf atu kerud. It says nothing about it being not being a psik resha. It says nothing about it being a machlokas about ochel nefesh for animals. It says nothing about it being machlokas leichaim. So all these are possibilities that might solve some problems in the sugya, but I think honestly, in terms of a textual read, they create many more problems than they solve. Next week, we'll come back to the question, or 2 weeks, the issue of combing human hair on Shabbos, where we may toch kedei that sugya come up with an understanding of what the Shita Mekubetzet is saying and solve Howie's problem in a totally different, even more radical way. But we're going to have to come back for that then.